a bushland feck. You bet your pretty neck I do.
Why are you playing this song? Because it's just... Oh, wait, I get it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure we want to play this. David Beck will be joining us for 3 weeks as guest host of the Drew Marshall Show. He's taken over the show before, and we want him to take it over again. So he said yes. How kind of him was that? How kind was that of him?
Beaucoup de.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the Drew Marshall Show, David Peck. Sir, how are you today?
I'm pretty well. A barrel and a heap, Drew? Really? A barrel and a heap. That's my introduction. Yeah, was that ever really a hit, actually?
It was a big hit back in the...
Doris Day.
In the Doris Day. Get it? Back in the Doris Day.
Doris, back in the Doris Day. Nice.
David, I want to introduce or reintroduce my listeners to you one more time, because it's been a while since you've been on the show. But David is a speaker, a writer, a social change consultant, and he's going to be the guest host of the Drew Marshall Show, our Drew Marshall Show, for November 3rd, 10th, and 17th. David, what do you like about me? I mean, about hosting the show.
That's a pretty... I mean, do you have... How much time do we have?
Not enough, maybe. Not enough.
Not enough. I love coming on the show because, for me, it really is about the conversation. And one of the things I've always really struck me about when you've interviewed me, even for 5 or 7 minutes, or I've been able to do these kinds of things with Face to Face, my podcast, never quite enough time, Drew. There's always something else to talk about. I love the conversation, love the dialogue, love the banter. Looking forward to seeing Tim and the interns and having a little bit of fun. So, and we got some great guests coming on. So, as you already know, and
tell us about some of the guests.
Yeah, and that we're reaching out to this community. We don't even know where we're reaching into. It's pretty darn cool.
He wonders why he runs out of time on the show. Yes, tell us about some of the guests.
we got a leadership consultant coming on, Mara Franz. We got David O'Leary. He's an impact investor. We got a couple of filmmakers. Some of your listeners may have heard of the film Sharkwater way back when. Rob Stewart's film changed a lot of lives many years ago. And from an environmental and a social change kind of perspective.
But you're not having him on the show because he's dead.
He died January 2017, and so we're actually going to be talking during the filming of the new movie that was just released last week called Sharkwater Extinction. So we're going to talk to Brock Cahill. We're going to talk to Ann Shin about her new film called The Superfood Chain. And Brock Cahill calls himself a spiritual gangster. How cool is that?
Blah, blah.
So we've got a pastor from screenfish.org. It's a website out of the States. They've got an international kind of reach. They do movie reviews. You know, they do podcasts and interviews at TIFF and Hot Docs and those kinds of things. So we're going to be talking to him every week for about 20 minutes, which is kind of fun. We're going to talk about some Oscar contenders and Toronto International Film Festival and what's in the theater right now and why it matters. What else? Trevor Brisbane's coming on to talk about the Progressive Faith Collective. You know, we got just a really cool group of guests.
Tim, do you know Trevor Brisbane?
Yeah, he used to be my pastor, and I'm part of the Progressive Faith Collective.
I totally forgot that. That's fantastic, Tim.
Yeah.
I know. You make an impression everywhere you go, Tim.
Yes, usually when I fall.
David Peck will be joining us. David is listening to himself on the radio right now as we speak.
Am I?
I don't know. I just heard feedback. I didn't know if the radio was on. Was it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
David is known for his commitment to social justice and international development. In other words, you give a holy grunt about things like mosquito nets.
I care about mosquito nets. I care about clean water. I care about solving extreme poverty, that stupid kind of poverty that actually really isn't that hard to solve, and we're slowly getting there, but we got a long way to go. It's the rock up the hill, but we are making a difference. So I've been doing that for about almost 20 years now, Drew. Currently working with World Vision, Director of Engagement and Awareness there about the last year and a half, and involved in some pretty cool initiatives trying to change the way Canadians think about these issues, you know, social change and social justice and international development. Just got back from Cambodia and Bangladesh, actually.
So what was that like?
Well, really hot, for one thing.
Right.
We were really remote to Gurugan, northern Bangladesh, up on the Indian border. It's one of the most the remotest villages I've been in. You know, 93% Muslim country, 6% Buddhist, or sorry, Hindu, about 0.8-0.9% Buddhist, 0.4% Christian, and then 0.1% other. And I'm not sure what the other is, but maybe we should even have a show around that.
I think they're Pastafarians.
0.1% other. So yeah, pretty interesting community, but beautiful people. Wonderful work going on that the Canadian government is supporting, and it's all about is something as simple as enriching rice and the difference it's making in babies' lives and mothers' lives. Just something as simple as that. And Bangladeshis are miles ahead of many other countries around the world when it comes to this kind of stuff. So yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It really is. We took Rick Campanelli and Jolene Huber, who's a doctor, and they're going to be guests on the show, I think on the 17th, and they're going to be talking about, we're going to have a blast with them. We're going to just be talking about the fun they had and some of the stories they have to tell. And they're wonderful, fun people.
Who is Rick Campanelli again? Boy, that name sounds familiar.
Tim, do you remember Rick?
Yes, he used to be a Much Music VJ, and then he used to do entertainment on CTV stuff.
Yeah, he was on Entertainment Canada for maybe, he'll tell us, but I think about 12 years. Mm-hmm. He was Much Music for many, many years, and he's staying pretty connected.
Wait, is that the guy that played Ed the Sock?
No.
He actually, you know, that's interesting you bring that up. It's not him, but he was working with the guy who plays Ed the Sock over the last couple of years. He might even want to talk about that, too.
Maybe not. No, let's just
pass
over that one. Yeah. Tim, you're a social justice guy, and David Peck is a social justice guy, and I'm not. And I'm feeling like I sort of care, but I got other things I care about more. So these things get pushed down the list. And then I kind of watch these video clips of, what's this guy? Shapiro. What's his name? The conservative. What's his name?
Butthead Shapiro.
No, you can't handle him, huh?
Oh, no. I just think he's an arrogant
jerk. I like the way he, as they say in the YouTube channels, destroys social justice warriors.
Yeah.
Help me understand why social justice millennial warriors drive me so nuts, David.
I don't know, but I wonder if it's, you know, something to do with sort of those, you know, I don't know. Help me out here, Tim. The assumptions around it, Drew, you know, that tree hugger like edge back in the 70s or whenever that was. I mean, I think you know, you don't need to be a warrior to make a difference. I mean, the reality. What if we all assumed that we were making a difference? And step back just a little bit and said, okay, in what area? You know, every purchase we make, every coffee that we buy, every hand that we shake, we're somehow changing the world. If we assume that,
passing
I think
on
it changes
germs.
Everything. You know what I mean? And I know it sounds kind of crazy and hopeful and idealistic, but it's true. And I think there's something profoundly spiritual about that as well. But I know what you mean. There is an edge to it that's a little, I don't know, we're going to save the world and we've got all the answers. But I think there's also a profound humility to it as well.
You know, I find it similar. I guess here's the glitch. I just figured this out.
Right.
It's very similar to those in the yoga world, where you get these people who are doing the yoga and they're reading the inspirational things. They probably say they've all read this inspirational book or that inspirational book, but really what they mean is they've read the memes that are going around about those
the
books.
Dust jacket.
The sunset picture with the bold words that are inspirational kind of stuff. And they forward these things and they pass them on and they have their mala bead and their patchouli and they just seem so, serenity now. But then when you look behind closed doors, they're nuts. And it's just like, and that's not the issue. We're all hypocritical. Don't get me wrong. We all say one thing and do another. Every human being does this. My issue is then, why do they feel the need to then step up on a soapbox and call themselves some sort of guru or follow me or I have the way or I'm now a mentor. I'm
and
a 27-year-old life coach. Really?
And Shapiro's any different than that?
He's incredibly different than that. Incredibly
different.
He's
telling us to follow him and his way of thinking.
I'm not sure he's telling us to follow him. Although,
his way of
if he went for leadership, I'd vote for him.
Drew, don't you believe in a hope so world? Don't you believe that we could have a better world? I mean, isn't that sort of the starting point?
It's a small world.
I think
after
the
all.
Difference.
Ben Shapiro. I just forgot his first name. Yeah. Ben Shapiro.
Roll tape, Tim. Roll tape.
I think the difference between social justice warriors and gentlemen like Mr. Shapiro is we care before it happens to us.
We care before it happens to us?
I think if something happened to Mr. Others. Shapiro.
No, that's not bad. I'll give you a little bit of cred on that one.
So, how's this, Drew? I don't even know who Shapiro is, so take it from there.
Wait, why? This all of a sudden turned into the Ben Shapiro moment.
You brought it up.
I think we're just pouncing on Drew Marshall. By the way, Tim, I'm really looking forward to the first 10 or 15 minutes of next Saturday when we can just talk about Drew behind his back.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Social justice wiener.
David Peck will be taking over the Drew Marshall Show for 3 solid weeks, kids. 3 weeks.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Look forward to having you, and it's in good hands,
thanks,
folks.
Drew.
The show is in good hands. This guy knows his stuff. What?
Where the heck are you going for 3 weeks?
The first week I'll be walking in the Swiss Alps.
Nice.
For 1,000 kilometers?
The second week I will be on the island of Cyprus. And the third week I will be in Scotland and Ireland.
Right.
Wow, that's a pretty impressive trip, man. Doing any yoga on the week?
No, but if I will little, be, I will be sneaking up behind men with man buns, trying to cut them off secretly.
Yeah, a little practice your Supta Baddha Konasana for me while you're away, will you?
Bless you. All right, David, I appreciate your time, buddy. You take care.
Yeah, good. Have a great day. See
Bye,
you,
David. David Peck. What was that last thing he said? The what?
He said, "Have a great day."
No, he said, "Soup Canada."
Soup. I don't know. I was going to say the corpse position. That's my favorite.
Shavasana.
Yeah,
I learned that one.
Yeah.